It is a privilege to have Brother Larry ready to preach this morning, and he doesn't need an introduction to you folks. You know him. It has been a blessing to have this couple in our church and the way they're involved, and what a blessing it is to have him heading up the Abundant Life Ministry. He does a great job, works with those people, calls them through the week when he's on his way to work. He calls them and different times through the week and just takes care of their needs, and it's a blessing to have them, that couple, in our church. Esther teaches in the afternoon, teaches some wonderful teenage girls, and I had the blessing of sitting in just for a couple of minutes in her class last week, and she was teaching them a Bible verse, and she was saying the Bible verse, and then she would say, "Repeat after me," and so it was something like John 3:16, and she would say, "For God so loved the world," and the girls would say, "For God so loved the world," and they were imitating her right to the T. It was great. He gave his only begotten son, and it was wonderful. Those girls, those teenage girls, love their teacher, so she does a good job. And Brother Larry is a blessing, does a fabulous job with the Abundant Life Ministry, and I asked him if I need to say amen or if I can go amen or which one he wants me to do. And he said I could just keep it amen. All right. So I'm thrilled that he's going to come and he's going to preach for us this morning. I think we have a group that is going to be ready to sing. So I'm going to have a word of prayer. And then, young people, if you'll come and sing a song to us. Dearly Father, Lord, thank you for today. God, it is a blessing to have people in the church that love you and that want to serve you, God, with their life. And Larry has done just that. God, we have seen people's lives change as a result of his visitation and a result of the ministry, Lord, that you have given him. Lord, I pray that you bless him as he brings the message. Help our hearts to be ready and soft to the principle that will be taught this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Seek his face in the sea. find, oh, I find grace far away from the world's embrace. He gives me rest, He keeps me safe. I find His strength, I seek His face in the secret place.
He gives me rest,
He keeps me safe in the secret place.
I gotta do something here, right? Am I on? All right. No, I'm not. That work now? Do you say no? Oh, okay. Just looking at me. All right. You know, a wife is a blessing. In case y'all didn't know, my wife all this week has been telling me that if I do bad in this sermon, she's getting up to walk out. So, you know... She's sitting over there, so if she gets up, you see some little short black girl walk out of the auditorium, you know why, because you know, she doesn't have any faith in her man. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I tell you, must be that English culture. But if you got a Bible, would you look in the book of Matthew, please, the book of Matthew in chapter number 18. We're going to read verses 1 through 4, Matthew chapter number 18, verses 1 through 4. While you guys are finding that, I just want to say a couple things. Number one, I am completely honored to be able to preach to this church. You know, I've had the opportunity to preach to a couple of different churches, and God's been good to me in that way, but I've not preached in the main service here. And I respect those men of God in those churches, and one of them is the church that my brother goes to, and I love that place, my second favorite place. But this is my first favorite place, and I love this church, and I love the people, and, you know, I love our preacher, and it's a great honor. And I was just shocked out of my shoes when preacher said he wanted me to preach. I couldn't believe it. So I was just sitting there with my mouth. You know, you guys know me. I'm usually not speechless. I got something to say. And, you know, I had nothing to say when he asked me to do that. So I'm very, very honored. And second, I wanted to say, I know whose pulpit this is. You know, I know our preacher very well, obviously. He was the man who brought me to the church here. And I understand the great honor and privilege. He doesn't let just anybody preach behind his pulpit. And so I couldn't even explain my emotion to you, how I feel that preacher would believe in me enough to have me preach in his pulpit. And I know the man of God that stands behind here, so I don't take this lightly at all. And also I wanted to say, all I know to make myself feel comfortable, I know how to preach how I preach. I know how to talk how I talk. And so I'm going to do that. And hopefully, you know, some of y'all are used to preachers and stuff and everything. And he's a great man of God. I can't tie his shoes. But I'm going to do what I can and try to preach how I know how to preach. And so you'll just give me a little bit of grace. Know that I'm not a preacher. I'm not a tall white guy. You know, I'm not a preacher at all. You know, I'm a little different, so just give me a little grace there. If we would stand, please, for the reading of God's word, we're going to read Matthew chapter number 18, verses 1 through 4. Let's keep tradition how preacher does it. I'll read verse 1. You guys could join me in verse 2. I'll read verse 3, and you could join me in verse 4. The Bible says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let me explain something real quick and we'll pray here. Jesus is in the midst of his disciples. They come to him with a very interesting question. They say, Jesus, who's going to be the greatest in heaven? And instead of directly answering them, he grabs a little kid and he says, now, come here, little child. He sits him right in the midst of them, the Bible says. And he says, whoever will be like this child. Or in other words, who will be childlike? Jesus wasn't saying you need to become a child. He said there are some things that children do that you can learn from even as adults. And so I understand that this passage is specifically referring to salvation and things of that nature, but I want to apply it today, and I want to ask everybody a question. Are you childlike? Are you childlike? Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, I thank you so much for today. I pray that you use me today to be a help and a blessing to somebody. Lord, help somebody to go out of here a little different than the way they came. God, I've already said I'm very honored and just in awe that preacher would allow me to step behind his pulpit. Lord, please just use me in a special way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Are you childlike? You know, one of the things that I've noticed having my little boy at home, I've noticed that there are some things that kids do, and if you just sit back and watch sometimes, you can really just learn some stuff from them. And, you know, I've watched my son many, many times, and I've thought to myself, man, you know, he does that right. He's got the right idea there. I mean, kids not even knowing what they're doing just by habit can do some stuff that we can learn from. I remember the first time my son figured out a remote control. I was sitting there watching a game, and he came by, and he saw Daddy messing with the remote. I think I was turning the volume up or something, and he was just looking. He was watching, and he's like, man, what is that guy doing? And all of a sudden, man, he pushes this button, and the TV gets louder, and, man, you see all this stuff. Wow, and I could just tell he was amazed. And I thought to myself as I watched it, I said, boy, isn't it great for kids how they have wonder? How they look at things, and they're just, I mean, the simplest, smallest things of life, and they are just amazed by it. They're in awe of it. They look at it, wow. And that's how he was looking. He was looking at a remote control. To me, that's nothing. But to him, it was a big thing. Wow, a remote control, look what he's doing. I know many times I jump in the car. I drive all the time. I have to drive about 45 miles to work there and back and everything, and so I'm driving a lot. You know, I drive for the ministry. I got to pick up folks and things like that, and, you know, my wife drags me all over America to stores and whatnot and stuff, and so I do a lot of driving, and so I jump in and out of the car, and I don't think twice about it, you know, probably like most of you. You get in, you start it, you go wherever you're going, you get out, it's no big deal. You know, my boy sits in the back, and he sits right behind my seat, and boy, he just watches, and he's trying to mimic Dad and stuff. And there's times we'll go to a store, and my wife will go in, and sometimes I can't handle being in the store with her, so I'll sit out in the car, and my son will stay with me sometimes because he wants to hang out with Dad, and I'll bring him up in the front with me, and he'll want to sit in my lap, and he sits there trying to drive the car, how he saw Dad doing it. And he's in awe, he's in wonder. So the first point that I want to teach you about today is childlike wonder. Do you have childlike wonder? What is wonder? To marvel at, to be in awe of. Can I tell you that we got a God that we ought to wonder at? Can I tell you there's a God who's incredible and great and does mighty things that every once in a while you just got to step back and say, wow. Every once in a while, you got to be in awe. You just got to look at the things that God does, and it just makes you almost want to lose yourself. I can't believe how good God is sometimes. And every once in a while, we need to have an attitude like a child that takes time out and says, boy, look at what a great, awesome God I have. I look at childlike wonder. What are some childlike wonder things we look at? I look at God's creation. You ever look outside and see the trees? I know most of us aren't in awe of that. We see it all the time. But do you understand the trees and the plants, they work together to create something that we all need? Oxygen. And do you understand your Father in heaven created all that? Do you understand he put that all together so that you would have air to breathe? I mean, it's awesome how God works. Every once in a while I come out and you see a beautiful sunrise. You see the wonderful sun. And I was thinking to myself the other day, I told my class this. God makes the earth rotate just perfectly so that everybody gets the exact right amount of sun that they need. When it's dark over here, it's light somewhere else in the world. When it's light over here, it's dark somewhere else in the world. God makes all that happen. When I think about that, I just can't help but to think, wow, what a great God. I can't believe how awesome he is and how great he is. And when I see his teach it. It just blows my mind. I want to ask you a question today. Do you have childlike wonder? I'm talking about looking at the stuff that maybe it's not that big of a thing, but God has done some stuff that He deserves credit for. And we don't need to sit back and get so casual and so comfortable with the things of God. Every once in a while, it ought to shake you awake just to think how great your God is. Every once in a while, it ought to get you out of your sleep and maybe a little excited. Every once in a while, maybe say an amen when you think about how great and awesome your God is. I say a childlike wonder. My boy looks at a remote control. I can't look at God. Amen. My boy looks at me driving a car that means nothing, and I can't look at God and be in awe. I can't look at the Lord God. Well, I stand in wonder when I look at creation. I stand in wonder when I look at God's care. Oh, what an awesome God we have. Some of y'all have been dealing with sickness. You've had to go in for surgeries. And can I tell you, there was somebody there with you. When you went under the knife, you didn't go alone. There was a God who was there, who held your hand, who made sure that you were able to stand when it was all done and over with. Do you ever stop every once in a while wondering, why didn't I lose my mind? Why didn't I go crazy? Why did I cry tears and yet I made it anyway? I'll tell you why, because you got a God who's got care for you. And you ought to stop every once in a while and look at that and be in wonder, wow, God, I can't believe you care for me. You love me like that. I got an awesome God. And I want to look at Him with childlike wonder. Any of y'all ever had a bill you couldn't pay? Boy, you was broke as can be. Didn't have no money in your pocket. You didn't know how it was going to get done. All you knew was, some way, somehow, something's got to happen. I know you thought it was circumstance. All of a sudden, some money came your way, and you said, oh, wow, this is a nice happenstance. Oh, no, my friend. That was the care of God. He saw you in need. He said, I'm going to make something happen for this person. You got a check in the mail. Somebody put $100 in your hand. Your job might have gave you a raise. It doesn't matter how it came. The bottom line is it came from Him. You got a God who cares for you. Are you in wonder of Him? Are you in awe? Is your mouth wide open saying, wow. I stand in wonder, childlike wonder of my God because of His creation. I stand in childlike wonder of my God because of His care. And then let me say, I stand in wonder of my God because of His change. Oh, some of y'all don't hear me though, so I'm going to come on down here and talk for a minute. But we got folks who used to be something. Well, you were sinners. You were buried down deep. You were drunks. You were drug addicts. You were messed up. You were jacked up. You were wrecked. Your life was all tore up. You didn't know what you were going to do. And then all of a sudden, Jesus Christ came. All of a sudden, He made a change. All of a sudden, you were bought and paid with a price. And you became somebody different. You became somebody new. Have you ever stopped every once in a while and looked at that and said, wow, what a change my God has done. Is there anybody here that used to be a sinner? Is there anybody here that used to know what it's like to be a drunk, to be a drug addict, and to be lost in sin, and can say with me, hey man, hallelujah, praise God that He's been so good. I'm trying to tell you, I stand in wonder when I think of His care. I stand in wonder when I think of His change. I mean, my soul, how do we get so lost in salvation that we forget? Brother George, we deal with these folks. And every once in a while, I just get lost when I think that the drug addict can put down his crack pack. I believe that the drunk can put down his beer bottle. I believe that those who used to curse and swear and act a fool can become clean and right. I believe that. And I stand in wonder because of a God who makes all that happen. Some of y'all been saved too long. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Because you forgot. When's the last time you just stopped there once in a while and said, wow, what a change. What an awesome change. Is there anybody here that can testify with me? What an awesome change. He's been so good. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I didn't do anything. But my God, He came and He changed me. I thank the Lord for the wonderful change. And every once in a while, I just stop and look. Wow. Wow. You're awesome. I said childlike wonder. Oh, by the way, some of y'all might be sitting there and say, I never did any drugs. Some of y'all might be sitting there and say, I never drank. Some of y'all might sit there, I never ran out in the streets and was immoral, did this and did that. Can I tell you, the same power that brought those folks out was the same power that kept you in. It's the same power. You can thank God too. God, I thank you. I don't know what it's like to have a hangover. Praise God. I don't know what it's like to be high on drugs. Praise God. I don't know what it's like to be immoral and do things. Praise God. I had the same change happen for you. He kept you in. Why he kept others out? I'm just trying to say, no matter which one you are, every once in a while, take a little bit of time and sit back and just say, man, oh man, I think we could have a revival if some folks would hit an altar today and decide that, boy, I'm going to have some childlike wonder. And I'm going to start praising my God again. I'm going to get my shout back. I'm going to say some amens. I'm going to every once in a while lose myself. Who cares what your neighbor thinks? Think about the Lord. Every once in a while do that. It's time we got back to that. It's time we got back to loving him like we should. Number two, I look at childlike love. I said childlike wonder, now childlike love. You know, sometimes I have to discipline my son. And that's rough. Every parent knows that. And, you know, you go through that, and there's times, boy, he gives me that look, and I can tell he's upset with me. But I do what preacher has taught us over the years. I sit him down, I explain it to him, and we talk afterwards. I put him on my lap, and I hug him, and I say, now, Josiah, I love you, but you can't do what you did. And we'll talk back and forth, and there has not been a time when he doesn't look back and say, I love you. You know what I thought about that one time? I looked at that, and I said, nah, that's childlike love. See, a childlike love is a love that loves regardless. You may hurt me. You may do me wrong. You may do stuff that I don't like, but I love you anyway. A childlike love. You know, there's some marriages in the room that there's some fighting and fussing and getting along. And sometimes we all have our issues. We all have our problems. I don't come here to try to act like Mr. Perfect. I come here to tell you that they need to know, husband, they need to know, wife, that regardless of what happens, I love you anyway. Yeah, we had a fight, but I love you anyway. Yeah, we had some rough times, but I love you anyway. You got a child who's going astray, and there's some rough times. You've had to discipline him. You had to get on him, and sometimes, you know, it gets tough. But what they need to know is I love you anyway. You may break my heart. You may tear me up. You may cause me all types of pain, but I don't care because I love you anyway. We need some of God's people to love once again. The Bible says in John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You want to be known as a child of God? You want to be known as somebody who follows Jesus? Get some love. Get some love. And have a childlike love. See, our problem is we've confused love with like. See, like changes. Somebody does something. You know, when you're a kid, you like somebody. Oh, I like her, but then she does something and you don't like her anymore. She wore her hair the wrong way. That was not love. Love says you can wear your hair how you want to. I may not like it, but I love you anyway. And that's what a childlike love is. See, kids, you can't break off their love. I'm talking about these little kids. They sit there, you do the worst things. They kill each other in the nursery, and later on they're hugging and having a good time because they love regardless. Nothing affects it. And that's how we've got to treat it. You got a Sunday school class that you don't know what to do with? They need to know that you love them regardless. When they go out and sin, I love you regardless. When they break your heart, I love them regardless. When they end in jail, I love you regardless. I'm not saying you got to be accepting of their ways. I'm not saying that you got to tell them that it's okay when they've done wrong. But you need to let them know, though, that you love them anyway. I'm talking about a childlike love. A love that says there's nothing you can do to me that's going to stop me from loving you. There are friends in this room that could use a little bit of that. We get upset with each other. We get bothered. We get disgruntled. But do you love them? Love them regardless. You know, a couple years ago, I decided I wanted to help. I wanted the bus routes visit and go soul winning. And I was trying to think, whose bus route should I help on? And right away to my mind, I mean, the first person I thought of was one of my heroes here in this church. I love that man. He's a good man. He's taught me a lot. Almost everything I know about running a bus route, I learned from him. And I thought, boy, I want to help that brother. You know, over the years, we've gone different paths. Oh, we're still in the same church and things like that, but I'm not on his bus route anymore. I'm not in his Sunday school class like I used to be. We're not on the same wavelength of life. And sometimes what happens is time and distance separates us, and we think, oh, well, you know, I used to be close with them, but, you know, now they're over there, and we forget about them. But, you know, I loved that brother when I was in his class. I still love him today. I loved that brother when I was on his bus route. I still love him today. And I'm not trying to brag on myself. I'm just telling you, it was a love that said, oh, regardless of time, regardless of distance, regardless of that we're going different ways, I love you anyway. It was my goal to be a blessing to him. I hope I am. I hope I am. Because I want to love him anyway. Boy, I've been so motivated by my son that I love. I'm telling you, some folks got to hit the altar. You need to grab somebody and say, look, our relationship has been strained. We've been hurting each other. We've had problems. We've had trouble. We've had strife. But I'm telling you today, no matter what happens, I love you anyway. I love you anyway. I love you anyway. Do you have that type of love? A childlike love? A love that says regardless of what happens, I love you. Number three, I want to talk about a childlike faith. A childlike faith. You know, kids believe. You know, when I first started coming to the church, I was real good friends with the Don Oswarty family. They used to pick me up sometime during church. They were just lived a couple of blocks away from us. There are missionaries to, I don't think it's called Russia anymore, where they're at, Belarus or wherever they're at now. But they're over there, and I loved his kids. They were younger than me, but man, great kids. David and Alan and April and Cindy. And boy, we'd get in that car, and we'd have a good time. Boy, we'd cut up and have fun. And I used to tell them the wildest, craziest stories you ever heard in your life. I was just making up stuff, you know. And they loved it. They ate it up. And can I tell you, they believed it because I told them? It was absolute lies, but they believed it because I told them. And that's how kids are, boy. They just believe. They just trust. They just think, boy, if somebody in authority said it, then surely it's right. And boy, you know, I was thinking, I was playing my son the other day. I like to take him and I swing him around the room and I throw him up in the air, and I catch him. And his mother, she hates me doing that. So I do it even more. No, I'm just kidding. She hates me doing that. Can't stand it. Oh, she gets all nervous. And what are you doing? Ain't gonna stop. Yeah. Tell me you're gonna walk out. I'm gonna talk about you all through. You know. So she hates me doing that. But you know, my boy loves it. Boy, he has a blast. He sees daddy coming, and I'm like, come here, Josiah. I grab him, throw him up in the air, and he's, yeah. He don't know he can fall and break his neck. He don't know. He believes. And you know why he don't know that? Because he knows he's got a daddy who's never hurt him. He knows he's got a daddy who he can trust. He knows he's got a daddy who's never done him wrong. So in his eyes, he doesn't see any harm. In his eyes, he doesn't see anything that could go wrong. And can I tell you, in case you didn't know, you got a daddy who ain't never done nobody wrong. You got a daddy who's never failed anybody. You got a daddy who's been there when nobody else has. You got a daddy who's cared when nobody else has cared. You got a daddy who held you up when everybody else left you astray. I've come today to tell you that you got a good dad. You got a good dad. I want to come back so y'all people in the back feel like I love you. Amen. You got a good dad. You got a good dad. And I'm thinking to myself, my son believes in a human who can make mistakes, and I could drop him. I know why my wife gets worried, but she needs to stop it. But I know why she gets worried. I understand why she gets a little fretful, but we've got a God. He's never failed. He's never dropped anybody. He's never let anybody down. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to think, oh, I hope it all's going to work out. Oh, you don't have to be that way. You can lift up hands just like my son does and say, Daddy, I trust you. I trust you. I know you won't let me down. I know you won't let me get hurt. I know you won't let anything happen to me. Daddy, I trust you. I trust you. Oh, simple faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. This is talking about the Jews. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Here's what the writer of Hebrews said. He said, look, they heard what we heard. But the difference was, we have faith. See, some of y'all hear preacher talk about that God can make a way where there is no way. He can bring you out of something. You know why that doesn't happen for you? You're not mixing it with faith. It's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to believe it. It's another thing to trust it. It's another thing to say, Daddy, I trust you. I can't understand it. I don't have all the answers. I don't see how it's going to work. You know, our doubts, our fears, our insecurities are all things that will hurt your faith. It will hurt your faith. Sometimes we think, I just don't know how this is going to work out. And that's a human emotion. But if you let it get the best of you, you'll never open up your arms and say, Daddy, I trust you. You'll never be able to step out. The Bible says in Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, there's concrete stuff that God says you can hope for that you can step out on. And then he said someday that evidence not seen will come to pass, but it doesn't happen until you step out. That's why faith is so important to God. God needs you to step out. I always say it like this to my class. Faith is you doing what God said you should do before God does what he said he would do. That's faith. God says, I'll bless you a certain way. Okay, what do I got to do, God? Well, you got to do this. Well, you got to do that before God's ever going to bless you. Hello, amen. And that's the difference between you having your prayers answered. That's the difference between you seeing big things from the Lord. That's the difference between you getting stuff that God wants to give you. It's the difference of having a childlike faith that says, you know, see, Josiah don't know enough to understand that he could get hurt. He doesn't know enough to understand that daddy could make a mistake. He doesn't know enough to understand that something could happen. And that's the way we've got to be. We've got to not know enough to understand that it might not work out. We got to not know enough to understand that things don't always happen how we want them to. We got to just believe and trust and say, Daddy, I trust you. I trust you. Trust Daddy in your marriage. Trust Daddy in your marriage. We argue, we fuss, we fight, we fall apart, and we think to ourselves, well, it's hopeless. There's nothing I can do. You're right. There's nothing you can do. Oh, but Daddy. Oh, but Daddy. I trust you. Trust Daddy in your marriage. Trust Daddy with your kids. You know, we cry. We come see a preacher. Preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do with my son. I don't know what I'm going to do with my daughter. And that's the right thing to do, to come and get counsel. That's the right thing to do, to come and get advice. But listen to me, and I'm sure a preacher would say the same thing if he was standing here. It's the same thing I tell these folks when I talk to them on Saturdays. I can teach you everything in the world that I can teach you from the book. But if you don't believe it, it doesn't mean anything. Preacher can give you the most soundest advice that you've ever heard in your life, yet if you don't believe, it won't do anything. There's something we've got to do. Trust Daddy with your kids. Trust Daddy with your finances. You broke from the flow up, as we say. Trust Daddy with your finances. Maybe you ain't got a dime. Maybe you ain't got a nickel to spare. Maybe you're as broke as you can be. But Daddy can bring you out. Sure he can. Daddy can do that. Trust Daddy. Trust Daddy with your job. There's folks who have lost their jobs. They don't know what to do. You're sitting there, you're seeing bills pile up, you're looking around saying, I don't know how this is going to happen. Maybe the job you're at is not paying enough, and you just can't figure it out. Quit trying to figure it out. Stop. Open up your arms wide. Daddy, I trust you. I don't got the money. I don't got the sense to figure this out. All I know is you've never failed me. All I know is you've never let me down. All I know is that you've never, ever, ever let anybody fall. Trust you. Trust Daddy with your job. Can I talk to some of the unmarried people today? Trust Daddy with your spouse. I'm friends with people who are having a tough time because they like to get married. I love those folks. I think they're good people. And sometimes we see things, maybe somebody broke your heart. Maybe you've given it everything you got, and for whatever reason, I've done right, I've tried to live right, I've tried to be what I'm supposed to be. Why hasn't this happened for me? Could I just bring you back to simple Christianity? Could I bring you back to bottom line basic stuff? Well, you can't figure it out. Well, you don't know why it's not working. Well, you're struggling and you cry yourself to sleep at night. And by the way, there's folks in church, that's what they do. They cry themselves to sleep at night because their heart is broken. I've come today to tell you, trust Daddy. Your heart might be broken. You might feel as if you're not going to make it. You might feel as if you've been done wrong and life's just not working out how you want it to. But Daddy's waiting for you to open up your arms and say, Daddy, I trust you. I know it hasn't worked out. I know it's hard. But I trust you. Trust Daddy with your ministry. You got a class today. You got a ministry. You got something that you're in charge of. Trust Daddy with it. Quit trying to build it yourself. Quit trying to see things yourself. Trust Daddy. We're never going to turn anybody out. Amen. The only people that make it are folks that we get to Daddy. Because Daddy's the one that changes folks. Daddy's the one that makes stuff happen. Daddy's the one that causes miracles in lives. We can't do that. So quit trying to do it. Trust Daddy. Daddy, I trust you. I don't know what I'm going to do with 30 fifth graders. They seem like they don't listen. They seem like they don't care. But Daddy, I put it in your hands because you've never failed. Daddy, I trust you. Trust Daddy with your sickness, with your health. Some of y'all have cancer scares and you've got all types of things going on your body. I'm not trying to tell you just act like it's not there. I'm not trying to tell you to pretend that you're not going through something. What I'm trying to tell you is every once in a while you got to get to a point. There's nothing you can do about cancer, folks. All you can do is to look up. Man, I trust you. I don't know how this is going to turn out. It might take my life, but I trust you. I can't believe my son would believe more in me than we would believe in God. Amen. We got a good daddy. We got a good daddy. Trust Daddy with your talents. God has made you good at something. Trust him. Trust him with your talents. Trust him. Trust Daddy with your fears. We all have fears. We all do. Maybe we don't broadcast it to everybody, but there's something that all of us fear. Trust him with it. The worst thing that is going on in your mind and you wonder to yourself, well, I just don't know how it's going to work. Trust Daddy. Let me say lastly, trust Daddy with your soul. There might be folks in this room, you've never ever come to a place where you realize that you were a sinner. That you realize that the only way to get to heaven was through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you today that you can trust Daddy? Can I tell you that today? I don't know about y'all, but I found him to be true. I don't know about y'all, but I've never seen him reject anybody who came knocking on his door. I don't know about y'all, but anybody who will bow a knee and humble their heart, just as a child like Jesus said, who would say, God, I trust you for my eternal salvation. I've never known God to say, I'm not going to care. Oh, God looks down and says, really, you trust me? I'm going to give you what you asked for. Well, we need to become people of faith again. We need to see God do some things. I'm sick of hearing about what they did 100 years ago. What is God doing now? I'm sick of talking about, well, you know, brother, when brother so-and-so was here, you know, they used to have. Why do we have to talk about what they used to have? Why can't we have? Why can't we see something? Why can't we watch God work? Why can't we have the blessing of God flow down once again? Why can't this church be something great and awesome? Why do we got to talk about the yesteryears? Let's get back to believing God again and saying, God, I trust you even when I don't understand it. And everything will work out when we put our arms up and say, first of all, a childlike wonder. I said, second, a childlike love. Is there somebody you need to talk to in this room today that you need to let them know I love you regardless? That's at last a childlike faith. Is there something that has gotten to the point that it seems like it's gotten so big that you have forgotten that Daddy can be trusted? If that's the case, I sure hope, I sure pray that you take a few seconds to come to an old-fashioned altar and get on your face and say, God, I just want to lay it out and say, I trust you. I don't know how it's going to work. It might not be the way that I want it to be, but I trust you because I know you've never let nobody down. Oh, my soul is convicted to think my son believes in me more than I would believe in God. What a shame. What a shame. I asked you a question at the beginning. Are you childlike? Are you? I'm not talking about becoming a little kid and acting all crazy and silly. That's fun every once in a while. You don't have to do that. I just mean, are there some qualities from a child that you can learn? And you can say, boy, you know, kids, they've got it right. They wonder, wow. They love regardless. And they have faith that says, Daddy, I trust you. That ought to be enough to make a Presbyterian want to shout. A Catholic, a Mormon, somebody else ought to get up too. Are you childlike? Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for these wonderful people for listening to me, Lord. Lord God, you know I just wanted to be a help to these folks. I really did. I didn't want to do anything but help them. Lord, please bless this invitation. Let me ask a couple questions. Number one, is there anybody in this room today that would say, Brother Larry, I heard what you had to say, that last point about trusting Daddy with your soul. And I'm here today, and I do not know 100% sure that I'm on my way to heaven. I cannot give you a Bible reason that I'm on my way to heaven. If that's you today, would you put your hand up? I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to try to make you look bad. I just want you to be honest. Is there anybody else? I've seen a man back in the back. Is there anybody else that would say, Brother Larry, I'm not 100% sure that I've put my trust in Daddy? All right, to that one man, let me tell you, you can learn that today. Matter of fact, if you want to, you can come right now and somebody up here in the front will take a Bible and show you how you can trust in Daddy. Right now, you could come and receive that faith. All you have to do is come up, grab one of these men by the hand, shake their hand, and tell them that I need to be saved. Then I want to ask another question. How many people say, Brother Larry, I heard your 3 points. Maybe it was childlike wonder. I haven't marveled at God lately. Maybe it's childlike love. There's some people I love, but I haven't loved them regardless. Or maybe it's childlike faith. Maybe there's something you need to see God do, and it's time you started to trust Daddy again. If it's one of those 3 things, would you raise your hand and say, Brother Larry, I'm with you. I want to be childlike. I want to be childlike. I need to work on one of those points. I need to do something in my life. I need to have that wonder. I need to have that love. I need to have that faith. Put your hands up high and let the Lord know that he spoke to you today. All right. Everybody had their hands up. I hope you'll hit an altar today and just tell God. Don't worry about what your neighbor's going to say. Tell God. God, I need to have more wonder. God, I need to have more love. God, I need to have more faith. And I believe you can get it. Because it's childlike, it's simple, it's easy. I'm going to pray and the music's going to start. And if you're not saved or if you need to make a decision at the altar, please, at the first start of the music, come on down. Lord, please bless this invitation. Help everybody to come who's supposed to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come on, you can hit an altar. It won't hurt you. Are you childlike?